Hello, this is Dr. Yvonne Eggelter, dictating an endoscopy report on Jean Renard, date of birth 10-9-1961, date of procedure January 3rd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Yvonne Eggelter, Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Ravindra Tak. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies and colonoscopy. Indication is dyspepsia, comma, history of PUD, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, constipation. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitoring anesthesia care, period, a well-lubricated lymphocytic gas tube, was introduced into the esophagus, advanced into the direct vision, take second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, some G-junction esophagus, period, a retroflex use obtained in the cardia. Period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period, the patient's then turn around in left lateral position, period, of the direct exam was normal, period, of well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced to 30 centimeters from the anal verge, where there was a significant amount of solid and liquid stool debris noted, period. Careful examination was made in the constraints of the exam. Sorry, delete the careful examinations made portion and state. Given the significantly poor prep decision was made to terminate the procedure. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings out of the endoscopy. There was glycogenic acanthosis noted. Biopsies were obtained. First sampling in the mid-esophagus. Next line, there was a diminutive distal esophageal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Otherwise, the Z line is noted to be regular at 38 centimeters from the bite block, period. Next time there was diffuse gastric erythema and erosions noted. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology separately. Next line, there was duodenal erythema of the bulb, which was biopsied for histology. Next line, otherwise the remainder of the duodenum to D2 was unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy, there's a significant amount of solid and liquid stool debris noted, which was adhered to the mucosa. Aggressive lavage and suctioning was attempted without any benefit. The scope was advanced to 30 centimeters from the anal verge with inability to visualize the underlying mucosa. Period. The decision was made to terminate the procedure and bring the patient back once the patient has had an adequate prep. Bring the patient back with an adequate prep. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology, next line, recommend rescheduling colonoscopy next available with a 2-day prep. Next line, follow-up and office is previously scheduled.